The Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. And check out Dr. Oz and Dr. Roizen's website, youbeauty.com. Here are Joe Galewski, Dr. Deb Lonser, and of course, Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
It's hour number two of the Passionate Radio Show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. And we're glad you're here. It's you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. We're welcoming back Dr. Deb Lonser very soon. We miss her. She'll be back soon. Another Real Age Tip of the Week in this hour, 34 past the hour, straight talk from the docs. Dr. Arthur Perry joins in. And what are the topics of discussion today, Dr. Mike, with Dr. Arthur Perry?
Well, there are two very interesting ones. One is there were, three recent infections when Juvederm, which is a filler, was injected in women in, it was Washington State. And so Arthur is going to tell you what you should do to look for and to prevent these for yourself, how you can prevent this from occurring in you. And the second one is milk thistle is claimed to decrease skin cancer. Is this real or BS? We're going to challenge Dr. Perry on this because I think it is one and he thinks it's the other. So we're going to find out by our debate which it is.
Yeah, it's a good segment every week. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. It's Straight Talks in the Docs, Dr. Arthur Perry. So, 20 after the hour, coming up in about 13 minutes, it's What's Toxic and What's Not with Dr. Gary Ginsberg. He's got the latest on the farmers and rivers. Stuffed moose heads. Is your stuffed moose head poisonous? Also, somebody's trying to sell bottled air. You know, I got to admit, when bottled water first came out, I said, who's the jughead that's going to buy this? I never ever thought bottled water would be successful, but it is a multi-billion dollar industry, isn't it, bottled water?
And I don't contribute much to it. Now, we do have it some places, but most of the time I just drink tap water because it's healthier. What about you?
Well, a combination. I mean, our water here in central New York, you've lived here before, our water is pretty great. So, I mean, if it's available and I'm not near regular water, I'll use bottled water.
Well, why don't you put tap water in a little old stainless steel container and take it along with you, or even a gold or silver container. You can really have some style, Joe.
What if I forget?
Well, what if you forget the bottles of bottled water?
What if I go to a golf tournament and they've got bottled water? I mean, you know.
Well, you know where it came from. That most of that bottled water is tap water.
Yeah.
That very little is done with. So read the label. The only thing they do is charge you more for it. So I guess you get to pay for it at the golf tournament.
I got to tell you something. I told you this before. I did a segment on this on my radio show once. And I said the same thing about bottled water you just did. And I had a couple of meetings with management that were promulgated by the company that, you know, bottles bottled water. And they went on me like nobody's business saying, what are you talking about? This is,
Well, bottled air may have a rationale, right?
Well, okay.
And Gary's going to tell you why you might want bottled air when you're visiting China.
Okay. Gary's one of
And what is amazing is, in fact, someone started selling it there and how much they sold in the first week. I mean, it was a guy who is a billionaire.
Yeah.
Started to sell it, and he's going to become more of a billionaire.
Well, that's good. I mean, that's a thinking man for you. Also, one of the top medical stories of the week is one of Gary's stories too about fake pot. And what fake pot may be a problem. There could be a problem with fake pot. So we'll hold on to that for Dr. Ginsberg at 20 after the hour. How can you be more productive in life? And I'm going to ask you a follow-up to that once you give me the advice on that.
Well, the data were very interesting. And if you will, the productivity in life was increased by, in fact, relaxing. The best time to get more done may be to spend more time doing less. Include daytime workouts, short afternoon naps, longer sleep hours, more time away from the office, and longer vacations. And the ideal was, in fact, to have about a 90-minute period of work with a 10-minute break. So your alertness shifts to physiologic fatigue approximately 90 minutes. Your body tells you to take the break, take it, and tell your boss you're becoming more productive.
Well, I got to tell you something. I've never run into somebody any more anybody that's busier than you.
That's the truth.
I was amazed at how you move every day. Do you relax? And how do you relax?
I used to go to Syracuse University basketball and football games. The football games stopped being relaxing, but I used to go to the basketball games, and they're great fun. Yelling out, just getting out of yourself, getting on the referees. What was that guy's name? There was a horrible referee who still is a horrible referee down there. I'm going to get arrested.
Tim Higgins.
You got him, Tim Higgins. I used to yell at him. We used to have a section. Because he was fair to both teams. He was just so bad, and he did it at such inopportune times that I considered him the worst referee in the world. It wasn't that he was prejudiced against one team or another. He just couldn't see. And didn't know the rules.
Between you and Jim Boeheim, you ruined his life. He doesn't ref here anymore.
Oh, is that right?
I don't think he does Syracuse games anymore. But well, I mean, he's
we did a good deed for the Big East or whoever, whatever conference they kicked him out of. But anyway, so I yell at them, and I still do it at the Cavs games. And Nancy and I will go to. We have a half season, and we'll go to almost all 21 games, or 25 games if you include the preseason. We'll go to almost all of them, and we'll have a great time. And we go to the Browns, and we go to about 10 or 12 Indian games, and we have a great time yelling. As you know, I'm a fairly active sports enthusiast, and work out hard, and love doing that. And the most important, in addition, Nancy and I have a great relationship, so... we enjoy time with each other, and even if it's walking or talking about something, we enjoy it. But the thing that I actually, for me, work is relaxing. So I am, you know, I love doing the radio show. I love preparing for it. You can ask Bridget. I just enthuse over these stories and try and get more and more data because it's so much fun to me. That is medicine. And trying to motivate people to healthier behavior is what I love doing most and gives me most pleasure.
So, Bridget, did you ever walk down the hall with Dr. Mike and have him walk 10 steps ahead of you?
Yes, all the time. I remember, like, one of the first times that I came in and was working with him first semester and just being so amazed by how much he does and being like, when do you ever find time to relax? He's like, that's the thing. Work is relaxing to me. This is what I love.
Well, we were going to the NCAA tournament games there a couple of years ago, and, you know, we met Mike and his wife Nancy in the hallway of the Cleveland Clinic, and it was time to go to the car, so we started walking down the hall, and all of a sudden, Dr. Mike takes off, and, like, I'm walking with my wife and Dr. Mike's wife 10 steps behind him, and he's 10 steps ahead of us, and I said, wow, I guess he wants to get there by the start of the game. But do you ever veg out? I mean, do you ever sit down and just, like, I'm going to sit down and not do a stinking thing here for 30 minutes or an hour.
Joe, last week I was in La Quinta on vacation.
Yep.
And I must admit, I think I played 6 rounds of golf.
Oh, that's okay. I mean, that's terrific. So,
but that's still not just like sitting down.
Yeah. And if you need a lesson, I'll send you a videotape of how you can I'll put that on YouTube after the show.
One
today.
Won't be enough.
You might need a couple of reels of film there. Okay. udocs@gmail.com. udocs@gmail.com. We stream at RadioMD.com and GabRadio.com. So Dr. Gary Ginsberg, next up on the latest on farmers and rivers. Fake pot could be a problem with fake pot. What are the dangers of that? And probably the most interesting story with Dr. G, somebody is selling bottled air. And what's that all about? So that's up next on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen.
Great Start Life Insurance, offered by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, ensures the insurability of your child. Now, what does that mean? Well, too often people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards precludes them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. By insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your child, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out about the rates and all the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com, enter the station's call letters, and as a thank you for applying, we'll give you a free non-insurance prescription discount card, good for substantial savings on prescriptions and other medical tests. Keep and use the discount card even if you should cancel your Great Start Juvenile Life Insurance policy. The free discount card is not insurance, and discounts are available only at participating pharmacies. The discount medical plan organization providing this discount card is Vantage America Solutions, Inc. Ensure the insurability of your child and check out the Great Start Plan. Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois. Peace of mind. Now at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com.
Downsized, outsourced, pink slipped, afraid of losing your home? Forbes magazine named our company one of the top 10 business ideas of 2012, where ordinary people are creating extraordinary incomes.
Hi, I am Elena from Miami. I was a traditional business owner with all the headaches that come with that. But I replaced that multiple franchise income working from home full time, and I spent all the time I want with my son.
Get out of the rat race. Work from home and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Hi, David from Boston. I was in the real estate industry for 12 years when the bottom completely fell out of that business. I really had my back against the wall with five young kids depending on me. I've now been in this business for less than a full year, and I'm actually better off today, income-wise, than I was in my best year ever in real estate.
Go to OneOccupyWealth.com now and change your life today. That's the number OneOccupyWealth.com. OneOccupyWealth.com. Start earning great money as soon as next week.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize a message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes, March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. October 8th through the 14th is National Fire Prevention Week, a great time to brush up on fire safety skills. We've all heard of stop, drop, and roll, but there's also the first up, last out rule. This method was developed after studies revealed that children don't always wake up when a fire alarm sounds. Even if they do, they are often disoriented and confused by the noise and commotion. Under these circumstances, children may decide it's safer to hide under the bed or in a closet than venture out into the darkness and smoke. First up, last out aims to avoid that situation. When a smoke alarm goes off, the first person up, usually an adult, is responsible for finding and ushering everyone out of the house. So while a working smoke detector more than doubles your chance of surviving a fire, it is also important to ensure that no one gets left behind. And for more information on children's health and safety, visit www.aap.org. With a Minute for Kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Straight talk from the docs, Dr. Arthur Perry and Dr. Mike at 34 past the hour. Brought to you by Morning and Night Multivitamins and UBeauty.com. Don't forget another Real Age tip of the week for hour number two before the end of the show here today. Time for What's Toxic and What's Not from Dr. Gary Ginsberg. Every week at this time, somebody someplace is selling bottled air. And how much is this person selling? Let's find out from Dr. Ginsberg. Bottled air? I never thought bottled water would sell. Is bottled air doing well?
You know, take a sip of some air. It is. They've sold 8 million cans of it in the Beijing area. There's a businessman, a Chinese businessman tycoon, who is capitalizing on the horrible air quality.
Now, how big are these bottles?
It looks like a soda pop can. It looks like a can of Pepsi or Coke.
So it's a 12-ounce can? That doesn't do you very good. You got to breathe the whole thing in. You breathe it out in the same bag so you can get some more CO2, but at least you'll get clean air.
I know, Mike. Yeah, no, it's more of a gimmick, and it's more of an attention raiser. It's marketing to try to raise awareness and a movement against the horrible air quality. So the guy is an environmentalist, and he's concerned about his kids, and so he's doing this to raise money for environmental causes. So it's actually quite interesting that you could have a gimmick that makes bad air seem so ridiculous. You have to sell clean air in a can to make people wake up, but that's what he's trying to do in China. Now, we had horrible air. For example, Los Angeles had, and Mexico City, these are major Western cities that had horrible air quality, and they had to do the hard work of cleaning up the auto pollution and improving air quality that way. And Los Angeles isn't perfect, but it's a lot better than Beijing. Improvements are possible. And because of Los Angeles, I'll tell you, that emission controls around the rest of the country are tighter because car companies want to sell cars in California, so they've got emission controls that work better all around the place. If Beijing cracked down, if the city father of Beijing passed a rule that said all cars have to be clean with good emission controls, that would probably benefit all of China. It would make cars more expensive, though. And right now, China is not concerned as much with the environment and their lungs as they're concerned about the price of everything. So they're selling air in a can.
Have you heard about these oxygen bars? Everybody goes to these oxygen bars. And,
yes.
You know, major
that's
cities
different.
Like New York City, people take hits of oxygen.
Yeah, that's different. That's dangerous, actually.
Is it?
Yeah, that people are looking to get an oxygen high, to get extra oxygen to the brain, which will theoretically make you function a little bit clearer. But, you know, you're also oxidizing your lungs. You're oxidizing your red blood cells. And it's putting more of an oxygen stress on your body to get that rush, that hit of oxygen. So I would say that most places, in Beijing, maybe you could use an oxygen hit, but most or people who have a poor respiratory function, when you're older and you're on an oxygen machine, you're forcing oxygen into your blood. But these oxygen bars, I don't think, are a good idea.
Well, yeah, bartenders at bars aren't supposed to give you another drink if they think you're getting drunk. Is it any? Do they control the amount of oxygen you can take? Do they tell you you've had enough and then you've got to go or no more?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know. I don't frequent these places. I don't know if they would know if you're overdosed.
Yeah.
You don't start staggering out.
No, that's awful. One of the top medical news stories of the week we had, Gary, is one you have on your list today, and it's all about fake pot and what are the dangers of fake pot.
Yes, exactly. Well, you know, marijuana has been illegal for a long time. It's become a little bit more legalized, but there had been for a while a legal version of marijuana called, basically synthetic marijuana, and it looked like potpourri. It was herbs. You could buy it at a quote-unquote head shop, and it wasn't illegal until 2012 because it had been associated with seizures and other kinds of psychiatric disorders, hallucinations. So the government made it illegal, but you could still obviously buy it on the black market. Well, now for the first time, it's been associated with kidney damage. 16 cases across 6 states have been traced back to fake weed, fake pot. And so now whatever they're spiking it with, there are some cannabinoids in it. So it's these herbs that they lace with cannabinoids, like THC is the active ingredient in marijuana. But they're also lacing it with other psychoactive chemicals. And in this case, nobody's identified what the kidney toxicant is, but there is something that is damaging to the kidneys if you smoke this material, And so now it's even more dangerous. And, you know, I haven't done this show, talked about street drugs, but this is a classic case of young people. The age group here is 15 to 33 that's been damaged by the fake pot. And street drugs, besides being potentially addictive and getting you into trouble if you drive and all that, you know, that you never know. There's no quality control. You never know what these things are being laced with. And I don't quite care if they call it ecstasy or PCP or this stuff is called spice. Fake pot might be called spice. Whatever they're calling it, you don't know what you're getting. So, you know, good luck to your kidneys, to your liver, and whatever else.
Hey, Dr. Mike, two stories left on Gary's list. What do you like, pharma and rivers or stuffed animals?
I like both of them, but pharmas and rivers with Valium. What do we do about it?
Well, let me tell you about the research they did. Because this river in Sweden is known to have a lot of outfalls on it, and some measurements have been made about anti-anxiety drugs being relatively high. So, and of course, fish are swimming in these rivers. And when you swim past an outfall, a sewage outfall, you're getting a pretty good dose of whatever human beings are excreting. So the Swedish researchers, they looked at, well, what is the effect on fish if we expose them to the kinds of levels of oxazepam? Now, oxazepam is a lot like Valium. It's in the same class, anti-anxiety drug. So they dosed them with a really high dose and then a low dose that was a little bit higher than what they get in the river. And the fish, instead of not having anxiety, it's almost like they were ramped up and became hyper. They swam faster, they were more aggressive, and they had the munchies. They ate more. They were ravenous. So it clearly, the researchers said these animals, these fish, were like different beasts, different organisms altogether on this drug. So this does have implications for wild fish in rivers on where there's outfalls, and what's it doing to their behavior. And, you know, as we fill up the world more and more with sewage, which as there's more people, more population pressure, as there's more droughts and our rivers become more heavily full of recycled water, which is a euphemism for our what us humans are putting out, the pharmaceutical levels could get higher and could affect fish populations more. What can we do about it? Well, the main thing that the researchers are looking at is making our sewage treatment plants more effective at neutralizing all the pharmaceuticals that we're excreting. So we're going to continue taking pharmaceuticals, and we're going to continue putting them into sewage treatment plants. There's going to continue to be outfalls, but the sewage treatment plants have to do a better job of neutralizing what's coming out of us.
All right, we'll have to give folks a reason to listen to next week's segment. We'll hold off the stuffed animal story coming up till next week. When Dr. Gary Ginsberg checks in, what's toxic, what's not, the website whatstoxic.com, Dr. Gary Ginsberg's website. Coming up after the break, it'll be Straight Talk from the Docs with Dr. Arthur Perry, and before the end of the show today, don't go away, because it's another Real Age Tip of the Week from Dr. Mike Royson. Streaming at RadioMD.com and GabRadio.com, UDocs@gmail.com on the email for Dr. Mike's answers to your email questions. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Royson.
My story may help you. This is what happened. I was talking to my best friend. I told her I wasn't feeling like myself. I had pain in my pelvic area and bleeding that wasn't normal for me. Since it had gone on for a couple of weeks, my friend said I had to go to the doctor. Of course, she was right. Turned out I had uterine cancer, a type of gynecologic cancer. To make a long story short, by realizing something might be wrong and seeing my doctor right away, I received treatment. Now, we're confident I'll be fine. Please, please listen to your body. If something doesn't feel right for 2 weeks or longer, see your doctor.
Uterine, cervical, ovarian, vaginal, and vulvar cancers are all gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everybody. So get the facts. Get the inside knowledge. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO to learn more.
Knowing can make all the difference in the world. It did for me.
A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. The U.S. is experiencing an increase in the number of cases of whooping cough. This is a serious illness caused by pertussis bacteria. It often starts with what seems like a common cold. Then, especially for toddlers, the cough worsens and leads to the characteristic whoop sound on inhaling. During this phase of the illness, which usually lasts more than 2 weeks, the child can get short of breath and the skin around the mouth may turn blue. Older children may cough so hard they vomit. The illness can be particularly deadly for infants who can develop complications such as pneumonia and seizures. Whooping cough is highly contagious and can spread to children who have not been vaccinated. The best way to prevent this dangerous illness is to be sure your child received all doses of the pertussis vaccine. This is usually given as the DTaP vaccine. And for more information on preventing whooping cough, visit www.cisp.org. With a Minute for Kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
It's one thing to have a job in this economy, but it's another to have a career that you love. Getting the skills for today's careers may depend on your college degree. So if you're interested in the future of business, electronics, information technology, or drafting and design, call ITT Technical Institute today. With over 100 campuses nationally, ITT Tech can prepare you for a career in one of these fields. After all, tens of thousands of ITT Tech grads have built a solid future. Perhaps they can do the same for you. Classes meet just a few times a week, and financial aid is available to those who qualify. So what's stopping you? For more information and to schedule your campus tour, call ITT Tech toll-free at 800-574-1319. That's 800-574-1319. ITT Technical Institute, education for the future. 800-574-1319.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize a message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
And now back to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And now joining Drs. Roizen and Lonzer is renowned plastic surgeon, Dr. Arthur Perry.
And this is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Dr. Perry, there were some infections when fillers were inserted in, is it Washington or Oregon? And it was with a strange bacteria, so you'd think the vials of the filler got contaminated. What sayest thou?
What sayest me? Well, hi, Mike. It's interesting. Fillers, we're talking about wrinkle fillers, by the way, and these are some of the most common procedures now in not just plastic surgery, but dermatology, stretching out all over the world, Mike. So many people, millions and millions a year, get fillers. So, thinking that it's so popular, you'd think that there would be very few problems, right? I mean, that's how things get popular. But it turns out that infections have begun cropping up with these wrinkle fillers. And just this past week, in the journal that I subscribe to, I'm sure all of you read Aesthetic Surgery Journal, there was a series of cases, three of these weird mycobacterial infections. You know, we know that organism because its cousin causes tuberculosis. This is a little different. This is a rapid infecting type of, you might call it TB, I suppose, but not really. It's a cousin to it. So here's what happened, Mike. It was in Oregon, you're right, and it was in one clinic, one plastic surgeon's office. And they had three of these infections in the course of a few months. And they're really very strange. So what do they do? The doctors contacted the company. This is Allergan, and their product was Juvederm. And they said, is there something wrong with your Juvederm? And it turns out there's nothing wrong with the Juvederm. There's something wrong with the technique that the doctors used, however.
So how do you protect yourself if you're a patient?
It's very difficult. You have to trust your doctor. But here's what happened. This became a mystery, Mike. It's like, what are those, NCIS, you know, those TV shows? They had to find out where these bizarre infections were coming from. And, boy, it certainly was in Allergan's interest to prove that it wasn't their product. So they sent in people to the office of these doctors, and they cultured everything in the office. And you know where they found the organism, Mike?
On the doctor's cell phone.
Close. They found it in the tap water. In the tap water coming through the pipes in the office. And they did those sophisticated genetic tests, you know, DNA testing of this bacteria to prove that it was exactly the same one that caused the infections in three patients. So here's what the doctors were doing.
So he was washing his hands with this.
Well, worse. He was cleaning the skin with this tap water and using ice on the skin before the injections with this tap water. Now, Mike, we have to treat these fillers like surgery, not like just giving a flu shot. And the reason we have to treat it very seriously and clean the skin just like we do in the operating room is because these are not injections. These are placements of implants under the skin. And there's a huge difference because when we give a vaccination or we give a shot of morphine or something like that, that material is gone within minutes, maybe hours. But these materials stay around for a year. And because of that, if there's any bacteria that get involved in this material, on this or in this material, you can get an infection early or late. In these cases, Mike, the thing that was very interesting was this was this mycobacterium. And you and I know from medical school and our training that it takes months to get these mycobacterial infections. In this case, they were all between 14 and 18 days. So it was a very rapid infection. And the answer is doctors who do these injections should be cleaning the skin just like we do in the operating room. We talked about this last week with Betadine or chlorhexidine and using sterile gloves and a mask and treating
it
like surgery.
So when you inject a filler as opposed to give a infection, that filler stays in for a long time so it can grow bacteria over longer periods of time, so you got to be extra careful. I'm actually surprised he wasn't using Betadine. You even, as I remember, when you gave me a Botox injection we did for that Oprah radio show, you used Betadine.
Well, actually, you know, with Botox, I use alcohol. However, with the fillers, I use either Betadine or chlorhexidine. Because, again, there's a difference. Because you know the Botox is a true injection like a vaccine, and it's gone very quickly. But the filler is not. And by the way, Mike, in this particular case, boy, they exposed something that I consider to be pretty sinister in these patients. The first of the three patients, they took the syringe. The person did not need all of it. They put it in the refrigerator, and they went back and re-injected a few weeks later with the same syringe, allegedly in the same patient. We've talked about that before. I consider that to be gross malpractice because these injections don't have preservatives in them. So once you crack that syringe open, once you take the little knob at the end of the syringe and put a needle on it, it's no longer sterile. So you use it immediately and you throw it out. And I know this is happening all over the country, and I think it's a huge problem. People are reusing these syringes, and you know, it's just terrible medical practice.
I agree. Now, let's Let's go to the second. So what do you do? Now, you're on the doctor's table, and you find out he's not got a mask on, and not got, he's got gloves on, he's got a syringe. What do you do? And my saying is, yes, you get up if he doesn't have a mask on. You get up if he doesn't prep your skin with Betadine. You say, I'm sorry. I insist on better infection control than this. What would you do?
What do you do as a patient? It's very tough because, you know, patients who are listening to this program, you know, you don't want to annoy your doctor, right? You want to be able to go back to a good doctor. But it's kind of like, Mike, when you go to a restaurant and you see they're making your sandwich and the guy sneezes on his hands and takes his hands and touches your turkey. What do you do? It's the same thing. I walk out and I never go to that restaurant again. So, you know, hopefully
I think even more than doing that with the turkey, which is it's pretty gross, obviously. But I think you've got to do it with your doc, because this is your life. I mean, the turkey, thank God, it goes through your intestinal acid and your intestinal bacteria, and the chances of it causing you real disease is small. But the chances of it causing you disease without appropriate cleaning of your skin is much greater.
Absolutely. But it really does put people in a bad position. You know, I just went, in preparation for the show today, I was doing a little research, and I went on one of those websites where patients ask doctors questions. And they asked this question. Do you, should you reuse a syringe of Juvederm or Restylane? And much to my amazement, Mike, many of the doctors who answered that question said, yeah, you could reuse a syringe, just put the patient name on. And we would recommend only using it within a couple weeks. Is that crazy? I couldn't keep my mouth shut. I put a note on this website, and I said, that's malpractice. You know, it's bad medicine. Don't do it.
When we come back, we're going to talk about milk thistle, and should you have it in your skin cream? Arthur believes, yes. I say, this may be BS. We'll come back in a few minutes. On You, the Owner's Manual radio show. Don't go away. We've got more for you and more exciting. And we have a real age tip of the week. I'm not even going to tell you what it is. I did in the first hour. But it's so good, I want to save the surprise for you. You, the Owner's Manual radio show. We'll be right back.
Great Start Life Insurance, offered by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, ensures the insurability of your child. Now, what does that mean? Well, too often people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards precludes them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. By insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your child, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out about the rates and all the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to greatstartgtl.com, enter the station's call letters, and as a thank you for applying, we'll give you a free non-insurance prescription discount card, good for substantial savings on prescriptions and other medical tests. Keep and use the discount card even if you should cancel your Great Start Juvenile Life Insurance policy. The free discount card is not insurance, and discounts are available only at participating pharmacies. The discount medical plan organization providing this discount card is Vantage America Solutions, Inc. Insure the insurability of your child and check out the Great Start Plan. Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois. Peace of mind. Now at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com.
If you know the symptoms and get the facts, you'll know the signs of a heart attack. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if it sounds familiar, call 911.
Pain in your neck, chest,
arms, or jaw,
shortness of breath,
please tell us more. Cold sweats and nausea, tiredness,
it's time to take it serious.
Back pain, stomach pain, shortness of breath, cold sweats, nausea, dizziness. If you know the symptoms and heed the signs, you'll be around for a long, long time. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911.
Learn a song that could save your life. Get a free download at womenshealth.gov/heartattack.
Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911.
If any sound familiar, call 911.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I am a face of influenza.
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 We all are faces of influenza.
I'm a mom. And I'm a face of influenza.
Health officials now recommend everyone 6 months of age and older get immunized against influenza this
and every year.
Vaccination is safe and is the best way to help protect yourself and your family from contracting and spreading the flu.
We all are faces of influenza.
See your healthcare provider about getting immunized. The American Lung Association urges everyone 6 months of age and older, and we mean everyone, to get vaccinated. Visit facesofinfluenza.org. Influenza is serious. So are we. Get vaccinated.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. Kids often test parental limits and rules, and sometimes parents decide enough is enough. That's when a timeout may be effective. Timeouts stop children from getting attention after they misbehave. Timeouts work best for children between the ages of 2 and 5, but can be effective for kids as old as 10 in some cases. A rule of thumb is 1 minute of timeout for every year of your child's age. For example, a 4-year-old would get a 4-minute timeout. Some guidelines for a timeout. Give the timeout immediately after the unacceptable behavior so your child knows why she's being disciplined. Explain clearly why the behavior was unacceptable. Calmly place your child in a quiet, boring, but secure place. If she gets up, quietly explain that her timeout isn't over and return her to her seat. When it is over, wipe the slate clean and remember to praise your child each time and every time she shows acceptable behaviors. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
And now back to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here are the U Docs, Dr. Michael Roizen and Dr. Arthur Perry.
So, Arthur, now you like milk thistle in a skin cream. But before you go, I'm going to ask our the lone female on the show right now, Bridget. Do you use skin creams, Bridget?
Yes.
Do you use moisturizer?
Yes.
Do you read the ingredients as carefully as you do on food?
No.
Do you ever read the ingredients?
No.
You've never read the ingredients on a skin cream?
No.
Arthur, we have a problem.
Well, you know, Mike,
she reads them religiously. She literally reads them religiously on food.
That is true. I look at the ingredients on foods before I don't look at any of the numbers on the nutrition panel. I just look at ingredients. Well, so I guess
I do have to say, Mike, it is impossible for anyone other than a chemist or maybe a doctor to understand what these chemicals are on the back panels of skin creams. And, you know, the FDA has not helped because they have a very cryptic system that even if you have a PhD in chemistry, it is actually difficult for you to make that transition to understand what the chemicals are on the skin creams because they have a different system of naming these compounds. It is absolutely crazy. You know,
that's why the ubeauty.com website has a group of organic chemists who work together to analyze and write about what's in the products. But if we've got someone like Bridget who doesn't even look at them to try and figure out what the active ingredient is, it's like my wife. I harangued her about the toothpaste because I said, "You see the active ingredient?" So you've got to read the ingredient labels and what you buy if you're going to make a decision that's rational.
Yep, very difficult. Let me give you an example
milk
of how
thistle.
Silly this system is. Well, all right, we'll go to milk thistle.
Milk thistle.
All right, you really think so? Have you ever seen a milk thistle plant, Mike?
Yeah, I've seen
These things are like, they're 6 feet tall. They're enormous. They grow over most of the world.
You know, some are some of the... the greatest thieves in history. That doesn't mean they're good.
Oh, okay. Well, these things have, when you break the leaf, there's this white milky stuff, and that's where the name comes from, milk thistle. But it's actually the seeds of this plant that have a lot of good things. And you could probably pronounce this one a lot better than I can, the flavonolignan. Is that how you pronounce it, Mike? Did I do it? Flavonolignan?
Yes, you did those, perfectly.
Okay, well, those are the good things in milk thistle. Now, there's
wait a second. That doesn't mean they increase what goes into your skin. You point out the size is important and the penetration and the ability to get in the cells and then the ability to actually do some good and stimulate the cells' native antioxidants. It's not the antioxidants that you take. It's whether they can stimulate the ones that the cells get.
Well, that's true. And and you know, one of the problems with milk thistle.
Of course
thistle,
it is. I said it.
Well, one of the problems. Oh boy, one of the problems with milk thistle is that even when you eat this stuff, and it's been eaten for since what the 4th century, I believe, is the first report of eating milk thistle for liver disease. So when you eat it, only about 2 to 4% of it gets absorbed because of, you know, what you're talking about. It's very poorly absorbed, but there's ways to increase the absorption of it, and that is to bind it with something called lecithin or phosphatidylcholine. And if it's bound to that, then it's much better absorbed both, Mike, both orally and in the skin. So, and you really can get quite a bit absorbed that way. And in terms of how big it is, yes, it's under 500. So everything, that means it's the right molecular weight, the right chemical size so that it can get in the skin. But again, none of that means anything unless there are studies. But Mike, there are good studies. There are 28 studies.
And what do the 28 studies show?
That it is beneficial to the skin, that it decreases all sorts of things like the effect of ultraviolet light. So if you put it on your skin, and by the way, we can't make these claims. So in my skin creams, can't make these claims. I can talk about it on this show. But if I were to put this information on my package, it would be classified as a drug, and the FDA would write me a letter and say, don't do that. So we can talk about it here, but you won't find companies talking about this on their packages, or hopefully not. So what it does is it makes it so that ultraviolet radiation is not as injurious to cells. And that's, this is actually quite well documented.
Well, but wait a second. You have to, now, if you have SPF 50 on, you won't get that radiation, so it doesn't matter. Does it do it long term after the radiation has occurred or just acutely?
That's a good question. I do think it's reading these studies, it's not just that day, but it is, you know, I don't know exactly how long it would last. You probably have to reapply.
Okay, well, we're
going to
go
eat it every day to reapply.
Before we finish this thing, Arthur, that is, before we finish this discussion, not today, we will cover this subject and go over all of these 28 studies, because I think putting it in skin cream may not be the real deal. On the other hand, I think your skin creams in general are the real deal. How soon will we be able to get them?
What a great segue. All right. Well, Mike, we are really closing in on this. My soap will be out in just 5 weeks now. Five weeks.
Wow, that's exciting.
This is even a better segue. Let's do the Real Age Tip of the Week.
Now on You, the Owner's Manual, this is the Real Age Tip of the Week with Michael Roizen, MD.
And the reason we're doing the Tip of the Week right now is it's get clean hands with soap and water. The debate on hand sanitizers versus hand washing is over. To keep nasty infections away, save money, and get your hands really clean, here's what to do. Stick your hands under the faucet, lather up with some of Dr. Perry's soap, and rub-a-dub-dub. Your doc should too. Yep, even though medical offices, emergency centers, hospitals are now littered with hand sanitized dispensers, dangerous hospital-acquired infection rates are only starting to decline. More news. places like long-term care facilities, where staffers rely on sanitizers more than soap and water, have higher than usual outbreaks of severe stomach bugs that cause diarrhea and vomiting. So, we aren't saying that money spent on hand sanitizers over $100 million annually is money down the drain. No, quite the contrary. These are great for times when you can't get to a sink if you use them correctly. That means the sanitizer has to be at least 60% alcohol. Check the label, Bridget. And you have to use enough to keep rubbing your hands to get moist gel for 20 seconds. But when it comes to washing up, do it with soap and water. And that's the Real Age Tip of the Week. Arthur, thank you for being here. Joe, thank you for being here. Gary Ginsburg and all of our guests, and especially Bridget and you, Sonar, great engineering, and especially you for listening. We'll be back with a new show next week.
Great Start Life Insurance, offered by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, ensures the insurability of your child. Now, what does that mean? Well, too often people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards precludes them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. By insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your child, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out about the rates and all the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com, enter the station's call letters, and as a thank you for applying, we'll give you a free non-insurance prescription discount card, good for substantial savings on prescriptions and other medical tests. Keep and use the discount card even if you should cancel your Great Start Juvenile Life Insurance policy. The free discount card is not insurance, and discounts are available only at participating pharmacies. The discount medical plan organization providing this discount card is Vantage America Solutions, Inc. Insure the insurability of your child and check out the Great Start Plan. Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois. Peace of mind. Now at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com.
Downsized, outsourced, pink slipped? Afraid of losing your home? Forbes magazine named our company one of the top 10 business ideas of 2012, where ordinary people are creating extraordinary incomes.
Hi, I am Elena from Miami. I was a traditional business owner with all the headaches that come with that. But I replaced that multiple franchise income working from home full time, and I spent all the time I want with my son.
Get out of the rat race. Work from home and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Hi, David from Boston. I was in the real estate industry for 12 years when the bottom completely fell out of that business. I really had my back against the wall with five young kids depending on me. I've now been in this business for less than a full year, and I'm actually better off today, income-wise, than I was in my best year ever in real estate.
Go to OneOccupyWealth.com now and change your life today. That's the number OneOccupyWealth.com. OneOccupyWealth.com. Start earning great money as soon as next week.